At a certain period of time, 1957, Mao decided that this experiment had certainly gone far enough and implemented the anti-rightist campaign, turning on the people who had provided, in many ways, very sincere and honest criticism, certainly, I think, patriotic or nationalistic motives. And he turned on them and decided that they were, in fact, counter-revolutionaries. And these individuals were unfortunately branded as rightists. Many of them were forced to undergo labor reform. They were removed from their positions. However, if we look very closely at the data in the cities, one of the things that we find out about the victims of the anti-rightist campaign is that many of them were, in fact, these patriotic entrepreneurs who had remained behind and had hoped that they would be able to continue with their business as they had before the revolution. But by 1957, many of these individuals were removed from their positions. Enterprises were taken over in a very open, overt, and naked way by the party and the state, and they were, again, run through centralized economic planning in a new top-down fashion that had very little input from either the workers below or other elements of society and these technocrats who had been previously rather expert at running these enterprises. So by 1957, the tide does begin to shift. In answer to the question of how successful policies were, I would say that they were both more and less successful than we imagined up to the point of 1957. When they became rather different in terms of their character, and some of the weaknesses in this new model of implementing the Soviet-style system in China became nakedly apparent. And these come to a head, of course, during the Great Leap Forward of 1958.